This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Denver set a new record this morning for the coldest temperature ever recorded on February 19th at negative 7 degrees. The National Weather Service says the last time it got this cold was back in 2006 when temps hit negative 4. The cold front will continue through the work week with snow set to roll in Thursday morning. Now, Denver could get up to 2 inches while the foothills and the Palmer Divide could see as many as 6 inches before Friday. Roads are expected to be slick during tomorrow's commute through the metro. Pete Kukov, a professional skier from Colorado, was aboard the Delta flight in Toronto that flipped upside down during a crash landing Monday. In an interview on the Today Show, he recalled how within seconds of the wheels touching down, the plane was inverted.
I just remember being fully sideways, and I was looking down and just seeing like sparks and flames and whatever was grinding against the ground, and then we were just upside down hanging from our seatbelts.
All 80 people on board survived. It's still unclear what caused that plane to flip. Colorado lawmakers are once again trying to reform the regional transportation district. A new bill would require RTD to set ridership and worker retention goals. Bill sponsor Representative Meg Froelich says a better performing RTD would help the state lower its climate emissions and reduce traffic.
Denver's a world-class city. Denver deserves world-class transit. The pieces are in place, but we really need to set some pretty specific goals in order for us to really achieve our more broad goals, as well as returning ridership to RTD.
RTD's board chair says they will work with legislators, but they want to see some changes to that bill. Its first hearing is set for next week. This is CPR News in KRCC.